Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sanders.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network. Pete Gray here. Corey Sandin's in, and great to have him. And Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. This has been such a great show, and it's going so quickly.
Fastest time in my whole year. I always say, I look at the clock, can't believe it. It's like, man, it's a half an hour. We only have 50 minutes left.
I know. So let's crazy. Let's roll.
Let's keep talking.
Well, good shop talk.
Yes, sir.
You know, great phone calls, one line open, and we're giving away a great prize, right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually. A full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, fishing with Taro, and then a $50 gift certificate to Fisherman's Processing. Who wouldn't enjoy that?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No doubt about it.
And so we have one line. Is there? Oh, there's one line, 833-288-0973. That's our number here.
Yeah, you want to get through. Time for the catch report.
It is, and it's sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Kit with products and for serious fishermen. The Sato Crimp system is the best way to make your own spectra to fluorocarbon or mono top shots. Easy, cost-effective, time, and big fish proven. I'm sure Tim's used them too.
Oh, yeah.
Some commercially.
Sato.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Some commercially made top shots that cost as much as $40 or more. You can do it all with this kit. Get it at selected tackle shops like Fisherman's Landing, the Longfin, and other great shops, and Tim's endorsing it. And when he hooks up to a fish, Sato.
That's exactly Sato. Right. That's a familiar
that kit
call
works
on Royal
great,
Star.
Right?
It does. It's great.
And Gary Sato's a regular on the trip.
Oh, yeah, I love
so
Gary.
Gary's
one of those
guys
that, look, he embodies that try something different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fisherman that he's never afraid to do something that everybody else isn't doing. He'll come out and I've learned my lesson, you know. He'll come up with some outlandish thing, you're like, Gary, I don't know about that one, man. But we've seen him catch fish on something like that so many times now.
That you just go, okay, just well, go, give it a try.
Yeah,
right?
Let it rip. I mean, he's got 200-300 pounders doing something just like that.
But
you know?
The Sato Crimp Kit is a proven.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, it's a fantastic kit.
Yeah.
Easy to use.
Yeah, and the guys love it. I know that. It's really easy, real quick, real easy. Yeah. And what the real benefit of it is how clean it passes through the guides.
Very clean.
Yeah, you know, you don't have to worry about that little splice getting snagged up in the guides as you make that cast, especially for the shorter top shots.
Oh, yeah.
It's the bomb.
Yeah, for sure. Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy from Pacific Edge with the fishdope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Corey, Tim. Love hearing about all that big tuna fish stuff at this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's crazy. After most of a year of nonstop fantastic fishing, then January rolls around, and we're definitely reminded that conditions change a little bit. Very, very few reports this week, especially from the islands there. Nothing really from Clemente. Did get some lobster reports from Catalina, and they're still crawling pretty well. Some up shallow, some guys are fishing out deep there across the board. It's been pretty good hooping. A little bit of an eater on the east end if you guys want to throw up some fresh lobster bait there. Locally, I actually went fishing here this last Sunday, and we have decent bass fishing, nothing wide open, that's for sure. Steady pick on good grade calico, or medium-sized calicos, let's say. And but the water was clean green, 60 degrees, which is not bad for this time of year. And overall, that bass fishing was kind of interesting in that there's a lot of fish on the spots. You know, sometimes this time of year, they're just empty. They're anything but. A lot of fish there, a lot of big sculpin, too. It's kind of funny that last year, 2019, my last fish of the year was swordfish, first fish for 2020, big sculpin. That sculpin, we caught a bunch of them big fassos, and man, they're lucky we didn't eat fish tacos because that sculpin fry up so good.
It's good stuff.
And what's interesting down there in that Huntington Beach area is that area is absolutely loaded with bait schools. small anchovies down there, just tons of it. And I saw some signal on the threshers, but you guys like to fish threshers down there. We saw a couple of them up there chasing bait, so that's an area to concentrate on. And then for you big game killers, still a shot at that deep drop swordfish. There's been at least one good one here caught this week that I know of for sure. And very, very few boats out fishing. The pressure's down and the fish are still being picked away at, so they're around. You know, we really don't know what they do in the winter at this time of year, whether they go deeper and still hang out or they swim off somewhere is unknown. We really don't know. But I know for sure that there's still a little bit around, so something to do. And, you know, it's January now. It'll be springtime here before too long, and things will get rocking and rolling, and off we go again.
Seasons are changing, and, of course, fishdope.com, even in the winter, 365 days a year. Danny and the boys over there at Fish Dope keep it rolling and can keep you up to date on what's going on. If you want to go fishing, $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is the code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by that big Chevron station. The phone number at the store is code 714-840-4262. And the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com with more pictures and more cool stuff going up almost every week. So.
Hey, I want to add, too, I got a note that there's coming up on February 22nd. It's a Saturday. They're having the Long Beach Hoop Netting Tournament, the King of the Harbor. Have you heard about that?
No, actually, I hadn't.
Yeah.
But, man, we got some Harbor Sharpies that'd probably be all over that.
Oh, yeah. So if you want to join in, Ryan from Slay Day Charters is the guy to contact. Saturday, February 22nd. Phone number 714-914-4979 for the King of the Harbor Long Beach Hoop Netting Tournament. So, Mark, you might want to jump in on that.
Yeah, you know, over the years, you know, you used to do an awful lot of hooping, and all the really giant ones that we caught were in Harbor.
Yeah.
You know, more at Catalina for sure, but all the big ones are in the Harbor. So, yeah, that's going to be fun. They're going to love it.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Mark, appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
All right.
All right, all the way from Bolsa Chica and Edger, Huntington Beach, down to Mission Bay at C4 Sport Fishing. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great.
Well, similar to fishing what we've had there, we've actually had a pretty solid January here at Sea Watch, running those half-day trips there, catching a decent amount of calico bass, fishing for some perch, other stuff, a little bit of sculpin in the counts there. So overall, decent fishing. And like we know, January, February is a little restricted on the half-day, so they're making the best of that. And so picking away at those calico bass, some sand bass, so good fishing all around there. The new Seaforth running their three-quarter day trips, fishing in Mexican waters, are having very good fishing, and that trip has worked out really well. Lots of bottom fish there, rockfish, and whatever else they can get into. Limits are close to limits on a lot of those trips, so definitely, if you want to do that bottom fishing, you have your passport, a good option there. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have our full schedules up there for both those half days and three-quarter days, and definitely take a look at that schedule. It's a little different than we've run in the past here, including some mid-morning departures on the Sea Watch here for the half days during the week. Those new Seaforth three-quarter trips are leaving at 7:30, so definitely check that out, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office if you have any questions, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit some person, check out the Royal Rooster next door. They've got some great food over there. While you're waiting for your trip, get out on the boat and catch some fish. You know, it's been a little slow down there at the end of December, but it's been a pretty consistent season. It's almost like last season never ended, and we're still going here.
Gotta love that. Hey, I finally got a chance to read at that Royal Rooster. Have you been over there?
I haven't, but I did want to say that I was encouraged by my 15-year-old son to go out on one of the three-quarter days on the new Seaforth last week. And, you know,
did you jump on the boat?
Yeah, you learn when you have a 15-year-old son and he asks you to go fishing with you, you don't say no.
Right.
Anyway, I got to tell you guys, that was good fishing. It was fun.
And
what a great day. 7:30 to 3:30.
And no rockfish, too.
We killed the rockfish.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, it's just over the
border. Yeah, it was the one in the 9 Mile Bay.
Oh,
and, I mean,
okay.
It was good fishing, like big reds, chucklehead, bokashi. I just fished a jig. I was having so much fun. Just
and it's,
them.
You know what's cool about it? It's so close. It's less. It's like an hour run at the most.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. For the extra few bucks to go into Mexican waters and, you know, the visa, the whole
thing. Damn, it's only $105.
$105
includes everything.
Yeah, it was way worth it. It was
so
a great
trip. So if you go on the new Seaforth, you might see Captain Tim Ekstrom hanging out on the rail.
I was there.
There you go.
I was there.
Yeah.
I was fishing and had a great time. Next time,
go to that Royal Rooster and have their tacos. I'm telling you.
I've been there.
Oh, my gosh. The food's fantastic there,
Marcos. I've been there. It's great.
How do you resist?
Their breakfast taco is such a good deal over there. Their Captain's Burrito, their California Burrito, he's doing a really good job over there for sure.
Yeah, it's good.
And hey, if you go on that, you know, on that 3/4 down in C4, you can even have lunch when you get back, too.
That's exactly right. Yeah, as quick as you get your limits, that's true.
Yeah, so how do we find you there?
C4thLanding.com, full schedule up there for the half days and the 3/4. And like I said, really double check that because we're not running our normal schedule, and it's actually been working out pretty well. And you can just call at the office, 619-224-3383, or come down and eat a taco and get out on the boat.
All right, very good. All right, thanks a lot for that, Marcos, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then.
All right, that wraps our catch report up.
Okay, and it's sponsored by Fishman's Processing. Fishman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings, now with Fish Pros of Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, spices and rubs, smoked cheeses, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location, or you can order online at fishmansprocessing.com.
They got the best. I mean, it's good stuff. All of that.
You can't believe the products that Sean has come up with.
Oh, it's
all those the rubs and
spices.
The spices
and the rubs.
How about the panko? So it's going back to the rockfish thing. I swung by Fisherman's Products, got a bag of that the panko bread, the breading, the fish breading that he makes, lightly smoked, infused.
Oh, I'll bet that's delicious.
I'm not kidding you. I've never had that.
Oh, and that for rockfish, it's perfect.
That's what I'm saying. It was unreal.
Yeah.
Absolutely delicious.
And he just did a video on their website.
Right.
I guess it's on the YouTube on smoking your own fish.
Yep, exactly.
They have the brine there, the smoke, and so if you smoke your own fish, check that out.
Yeah,
all of those products are.
Yeah, they're all available both online at thefishpros.com or you can come by the shop. But they've just done such an incredible job. Talk about creative, I mean, like the inventory of different spices,
and it's all made in house. That's the coolest part about it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You've done a great job.
Wow, cool. Well, hey, let's head down to the bay, San Diego Bay. The San Diego Bay Bass Tournament's happening, and Dwayne Patnub is on the line. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, guys. We had an outstanding start this morning here. Everybody was afraid about the fog, but it was just clear as a bell down there. So we got everybody in the water, and I'd say two-thirds of them headed toward the cable crossing. They must know something that I don't know.
Well, I tell you what, here where we are here in the studio, it's socked in outside. We have the windows open and or the blinds open, and it's socked in, but not so down in San Diego Bay, huh?
No, it's clear as a bell down there.
Wow, that's good news. We were worried about that because I know I live right there, and the last few mornings, I've been hearing those cruise boats blowing their foghorn. I can't even imagine having 100. How many boats?
We end up with 117.
Oh, ooh, man, 117 nice. Boats. Congratulations.
Great.
Well,
thank
great
you.
To have it back and the perfect weather. And the fishermen, Ricky says the fishermen biting.
Yes, the few people I talked to that were pre-fishing, I'm going to guess the three fish winners are going to be around 8.5 to 9 pounds. That's what I heard. Quite a few three-pounders being caught.
Wow.
So I'm expecting Brandon and Dean to be in the winner's circle again.
Ah, well, what about Rick and Dallas? Come on. We're
exactly.
rooting for them.
Well,
short-selling old Ricky.
They're the favorite down there at the Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Well, hey, we'll see. They've been working hard. They've been working out pre-fishing, so I think you better see them on the leaderboard, too. And that all starts happening at 2 o'clock today, and the public is invited, right?
Yeah, actually, the weigh-in starts at 12:30. If you want to see the most exciting part of the weigh-in, get there around 1 o'clock, and the barbecue and the beer will be flowing at that point there. And then final weigh-in's at 2. It'll take about an hour for us to compile all the results. The raffle will continue to go on, and then we'll give all the prize money away somewhere around 3 o'clock.
All right. Fantastic. That's all happening right there at the Shelter Island launch ramp, the gazebo right there between the launch ramp and Bally High. So just come on down. It's a free event put on by San Diego
Correct.
Anglers, and that's it. You don't have to be in the tournament right now to participate.
No, you do not. You can't miss it. There's a big old giant tent there on the island there.
All right, Dwayne. Thanks a lot, and good luck to all the participants in there. Glad you got out with so many boats.
Hey Peter.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I like the way when you were talking about Ricky there, how you melded work and fishing into the same sentence there. He's working at fishing. The lines with you guys are kind
field
of blurry.
Research, right?
Is it work? Is it fishing? Or
what it is.
I think it's kind of both at the same time.
Field
what a life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey,
And he's trying to win he's trying to win the $1,500 first place prize put out by Fisherman's Landing.
So he's working hard at fishing.
That's it.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. So he can talk to people about it. That's our job.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly what
that's
we
right.
do, right?
It's research.
Hey, field research.
And at the end of the day, it's all a write off.
Yeah.
Even better. Man.
Right.
Indeed. Well, let's jump into the phone.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Mitch. Mitch calling from Santee this morning. Hey, Mitch, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I got a general question. back in the day when you'd be on the boat, end of the day comes up, and deckhand walks over to your gunny sack, takes out the yellowtail or albacore, throws it on there, fillets it up, takes that fillet, puts it in water in the bait tank, and throws it right into a plastic bag, and you're set. And the fish didn't taste too bad then, but they don't do that now, right? They don't get water on the fillet.
Have you been on a local sport boat or a long range boat,
yeah,
or overnight boat?
Everything's RSW now, and
right.
They don't. I didn't see them dipping any fillets into the water and stuff. So I was told that it's just not good for the. What does the water do though to the fillet?
I just think it leaches it out a little bit. I mean, you,
especially fresh water.
Yeah, fresh water. But if you let it sit in it, you know, you definitely don't want to bag it with water in it. But I will say that, and obviously depending on what boat you have that you're on, each boat has a different standard. But overall, the whole fleet is they adhere to a much higher standard now when it comes to handling the fish. And a lot of the fish now, you know, the processors are there available. For the fish off the local boats also. And I mean, that's the best product you're going to get, no question about it. If you can get it over there to one of the processors and they fillet it, vacuum package it, do it professionally, the quality of the product is going to be higher, and it's, you're going to be able to maintain that quality for a much longer period of time in your freezer at home. You know, you can, that fish, when it's done right, when it's taken care of, it's vacuum packed, filleted right, vacuum packed, it's good. I mean, it's primo for 5-6 months in the freezer, for sure. And even, especially the fish that's in the 5-mil bag, you got a year out of that fish easily.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I myself have cut open those bags after 6-8 months. You know, it's like you're getting this time of year when we don't have a lot of fresh fish coming in. I'll turn my fish snob meter off and go digging in the bottom of the freezer. And I can't believe the quality of that fish. You know, I'll pull out a piece of yellowtail that we put in there in June, and it's still excellent.
If you value the quality of your fish, you owe it to yourself to take your fish to Fisherman's Processing.
Absolutely.
Whether you catch it on a sport boat or whether you catch it on your own boat, a long-range boat, whatever, it definitely costs you a little bit of money, but it's if you care about how it tastes and you want to keep it and enjoy it 6 months, a year down the road, it's worth every penny.
Yeah, and I don't know what the percentage is nowadays, but it's very high. It's a significant majority of anglers now, a big part of their fishing experience, their recreational fishing experience, is returning with a premium product.
Absolutely.
Is returning with you know, fillets to share with friends, share with family, and enjoy and appreciate. There really is a much higher focus on that now than, say, you know, when it was 20, 30 years ago when it used to be. You know, they just go out for the, you know, it's more about the kill than it is about the appreciating the product itself.
Right.
I think it's more of a 50-50 ratio now. It as much as everybody enjoys the catch, enjoying that product on the back end of it,
because good, you know, fish is expensive, and you don't
really
see.
It's really expensive. Yeah. And again, the quality. I mean, where can you get that kind of quality where you can go out and harvest beautiful, fresh caught, you know, sustainably caught seafood? It's a real benefit that cannot be overstated.
And you were talking about the 5-mil bags. That's just a small upgrade through Fisherman's Processing, which, like, if you get is it 2-mil, the regular?
3-mil.
3-mil. Okay, so with the 3-mil, you might have 20 packs, and maybe one of them will break open, you know, like a bone or whatever, poke through. And do yourself a favor, and like you're saying, the 5-mil, that it'll last you
a little, I think, 10 cents a bag or something.
It's 10 cents, and it's well worth it. If you plan on keeping that fish for more than 5-6 months, or if you're going to travel with it, like you're going to put it in a cooler, you're going to drive to wherever it may be, you know, you're going to drive 8-10 hours where it's bumping around in the back, or if you're going to fly, any fish, I really recommend that. If you're going to ship it, absolutely, the 5-mil bags make a big difference.
Yeah, and also, the other thing, too, I want to say, is when you package your fish, when you're taking it home, whether you're shipping it or whatever, It's a fragile product. Don't drop it off the back of the car, you know, because those brags will break when they're impacted.
Exactly.
So you just want to take, you want to handle it with care.
Yeah, or if you have a chest freezer in a garage, you need to just bomb them in the bottom of the freezer.
No.
You lay them gently, and you will benefit on the back end.
Yeah.
And you know, as much goes into it nowadays, we all know, I mean, fishing is still... It's still very reasonable, especially in comparison to a lot of other, you know, vacation venues, options people have.
Bargain.
But it's still a great bargain. But the value that product adds to that is just,
they're golden nuggets, man.
I mean,
they really are.
They are. I've made that comment before. It's like, where else can you go? We've talked about it on a long range trip. You know, look, go down to Point Loma Seafood, John's place, and look at the price of ahi, you know, sashimi grade tuna. What is it, 25, 28 bucks a pound? That's what you're walking off a long range boat.
But that's premium quality.
That's exactly right.
And that's going through Fishman's Processing and having it done through Sean, you're getting that level of quality.
Right.
You know?
So, you know, you spend a couple $1,000 going on a 5-day trip or whatever, maybe a 4-day trip, and you come back with 50, 60, 80 pounds. Finished product,
a premium,
that beautiful premium bluefin. I mean, think of what that translates into. It you know, although you obviously you can't sell it, but it still has that inherent value. If you were going to go buy that fish, you'd be spending more money buying that fish in the store than you paid to go on that trip.
And the meals you're going to have over the next year from the harvest.
And as well as making your friends very happy.
Yeah. I like it.
It's just it's like it doubles the value of the trip.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Good
Mitch
stuff.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Yeah, what other vacation offers you a return like that?
Gold panning.
Yeah, gold panning. Okay.
I like it.
Gold panning.
Yeah. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Alaska gold panties.
I'm sticking to fishing.
Right. Me too.
Let's go ahead and jump back on.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to Gary. Gary's calling from San Diego. Gary, welcome to our show this morning. We appreciate you joining us.
Hi, Gary.
Hello, Gary.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just had a question in regards to the Mazatlan trips. I know you catch really large yellowfin tuna, but what other fish can you expect to catch?
I really think it's a tuna pursuit. That's the main thing. We don't exclusively target those big ones. We'll go out on the outside. We'll fish those dolphin schools. The trip I was on last year and the first two trips, we fished the dolphin schools in front of Mazatlan and caught, you know, we had our first day limits of fish that were like 25 in a small end, 60 on the top end. Most of them are like 30 to 50 pounds. Excuse me. So we don't just, you know, it's not just a big fish or bust. We'll mix it up, go out and fish the dolphin schools, whatever we find. There's certainly a chance to find something floating. Maybe you'll catch Dorado, you know, errant wahoo here or there. There's billfish available, but we don't really target those. You know, those are more incidental.
They can actually be a nuisance.
They
marlin and the sailfish.
Yeah, we had we anchored up on that bank that's 30 miles north of those islands, and it was a sailfish marlin extravaganza.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we just drove away from the things, jumping all over the
place. Do the guys ever drop down a jig or anything? Pargo or?
Yeah, well, they try.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the last trip Brian ran, they did have a few of those pargo. And
the Wachinango fishing can be epic down there.
A couple other odds and ends.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it's just, you know, like stone cold dead, you know, bad water conditions, whatever, the weather's up, they can go down in the lee and try for some of that. So there is a chance to mix it up. But that said, I don't want to mischaracterize it. It's a big fish fishery. Most of the anglers... The vast majority are going on one of those trips, hoping for a shot at one of those big ones. Yeah. So that's the main focus.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. It's Let's Talk Hookup and Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. Got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, the lines have been lit up and just so much fun in studio with Captain Tim Ekstrom.
Captain this time.
Yeah, right. It's always fun.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, just got some sad news from our friend Bart Hall. Forrest Elwood just passed away a couple hours ago. Of course, he's the founder of Ranger Boats and basically responsible for inventing the modern bass boat. And also, something I just learned from Corey, he also founded the FLW Tour.
Forrest L. Wood.
Tour.
FLW.
There you go.
That's,
free?
That's, you know, that's kind of a, definitely one of those iconic, I don't know any other term.
He was 87 years old. So.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So,
hell of a legacy.
Lived a heck of a legacy and a heck of
you
a
bet.
Life. So he'll be missed for sure. But thanks, Bart, for letting us know about it. Yeah, indeed. Catch a bass.
Yep.
Yeah, either fresh or salt water. I don't think he'd care. Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump back in the phones. They're jam-packed.
Let's do it. How about Mike? Mike from San Carlos. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Mike.
Hey, guys. This is Mike, your expert novice.
Good
Oh,
times.
There you go.
Yeah, but I have another name. I put on a pokey party once a week at the gym, so they call me Pokey Mike.
Nice.
It's good times.
Yeah. So, Royal Star, I went on it in 2004 when the boats would back up when they came back, and there'd be all these gigantic tuna. It was like 40 or 50. So, had a great time. But all my equipment is outdated, and it's pretty much it's used to fly kites for my grandchildren. So, if I were to go on the Star, could I rent, like, 3 heavy-duty poles, and then get assistance, because as time's gone by, I can't tie those tricky knots.
The answer is yes to all the above. You know, we have plenty of gear for anglers to use that are in your exact situation, be it a novice angler, first-time angler, angler who doesn't want to carry his own gear, has antiquated gear, whatever the case, we've got something for you. And yeah, that's exactly what the crew does. You know, we make sure that everybody's rigged properly, and we're more than happy to do that for you with you during the course of the voyage. I it's funny you say that gear in 2004, and I hearken back to what we were using in the way of reels. You know, we were using Spectra, but back in those days, it was still, you know, Tiagra 50s, yeah. You know, International 50s, 50 wides. You think about that gear compared to what we use today to target those same fish, you know, again, Talica 20, 25, right. Some of the smaller accuracy, accurate 30s, or we could go on, you know.
Dropping it low and winch them up.
Yeah, add to the list. But, I mean, what you can do with one of those, let's say a Talica 20, for example, what you can do with that reel, yeah. I mean, it's just like.
It's technology.
Yeah, and it just defies belief. Because, you know, there was some of the, back in the day, there were some of the innovators. The first guy come to mind is Pandelis, John Pandelis, how he used to soup up the International 12s.
Like they'd have fish at those little 12s and all
right.
souped up. Yeah.
They had that little tiny gear ratio, though, and you know, they were, I mean, the guys were innovators. They were on to the trend.
On the right path.
Yeah, they established
Cal Sheets, look at what he did.
That's exactly right. But those reels, they didn't have the gear ratio. They didn't have the torque. Now, you look at that reel and overlay it with, using the 20, the Talica 20 or the Talica 25 as an example. I mean, it just blow your mind what you can do with that reel nowadays. You don't sacrifice anything in the way of torque and the way of lift and power. Those things are just unbelievable. Yeah. I'd love for you to come fishing, but it blow your mind the difference in the gear, how much easier it is to fish with, too.
Today.
How much more effective. Yeah, yes. I mean, you're using one of those reels. You know, we used to wind up you'd have a top shot of 25 or 50 yards, whatever it was, 100-pound or 130-pound, and it was just like fishing with a cable, you know what I mean?
Crazy.
And now you're fishing that short fluorocarbon top shot, 10, 12 feet of 130-pound, attached to 130-pound Spectra. It's just like...
Lighter outfits, smaller reels.
I mean, it's
look at the Spectra modifications, too, like PowerPro Max Quattro. Which is 25% thinner. I mean, but just as strong. You can fish like fill a small reel with 80-pound test.
Yeah.
And fish small reel for big fish.
I mean, it's like fly lining. It's like fly lining an anchovy now. I remember back in the day on a 229 or something like. It's just so easy to
on
fish
a 196.
Exactly. Oh yeah.
Anchovy.
Yeah.
That's right. Hey Mike, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Now I'm looking at the Royal Star schedule here, and I've just noted here that you have several three-day trips in May and June. Tell us about those.
Those are the bluefin, you know, it's the early season bluefin. Remember, last year was phenomenal,
yes.
Man.
Yes.
The bluefin fishing started in April and carried right on through. You know, it's the classic. At that time of year, everything's developing. It's kind of in flux. But here's the one thing. I'm really glad you brought that up. I know we were talking about it earlier in the break. That bluefin is... still around right now. It hasn't gone anywhere. There's this tremendous body of bluefin that's running around. It's in between San Diego all the way down as far as Benitas. Everybody going up and down, including us, is seeing it along the way, including the guys. I mean, I have the message last week from Brian on his way down and Justin when he went down the XL. Scattered sign of bluefin all along the 100-fathom curve just below, starting below the rock pile. I mean, they're still there.
Yeah,
and they're not going anywhere. That fish is just camped out, and just with the quantity of bluefin we saw last year with the trend, I firmly believe that we're going to be fishing that bluefin, or we're going to have the opportunity to fish those bluefin on those trips.
That's a beautiful
yellowtail
thing.
On the coast too, coming up the line. I mean, there's going to be some options. Those trips obviously are because everything's in flux. You know, it's weather dependent.
Value price too.
Yeah,
$1,000.
The idea is to get the boat out there.
Yeah.
You know, open the door.
And that's right after maintenance too, right?
That's right.
So the boat's going to be pristine.
Oh, sure it is.
What are you doing this
it's
year?
It's always
by the
pristine.
Way? Yeah, it's always pristine.
Yeah, you know what?
You doing any big projects?
All of our boats, they're like the Golden Gate Bridge. You start on one end, and as soon as you get done, you go back to the beginning again. So, you know, we pick our projects, but staterooms down below, all new wall covering, new flooring, new wall covering in the overheads, tuning up wall covering, showers, counters in the heads down below. Mechanically, We're pretty sound mechanically, but you know we'll touch a few things up, make sure she's in perfect working order.
Sure.
Cosmetics on the outside, paint the galley entrance. You know we're it's like this running list.
Yeah, the list. Yeah.
Yeah, and we never waste an opportunity to tend a little project. Right now the boat's in for a couple of weeks, so we're down there hammering away in a couple of little mechanical things, staying ahead of it. You know, again, it's like that. I'll use the analogy. It's like the Golden Gate Bridge. You got to stay on it. It's
yeah.
You know, going back to the safety thing, It's all of us on the line when we're out there. You have to maintain that thing like your life depends on it, because it does.
It does. Yeah.
And there's going to be one or two situations a year where, you know, the weather's up, whatever. You want that 100% confidence that you have that perfect platform underneath you, and you ensure that by maintaining
it. Now, that's not – I'm hearing a bunch of metal sawing from my office. That's not you, right?
No. No, I'm trying to think of what
it's is it a condor?
Oh, yeah, it might
They're putting new windows in, I think.
Yeah, they're putting new windows in, but the steel boats, they use that needle gun. Absolutely, there's aside from a jackhammer, it's the most annoying, loudest noise, I think, in the history of power tools.
Yeah.
You know what a needle gun is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So they hit it against that steel to knock the, you know, knock the rust and corrosion.
Oh, you can hear it for like 2 blocks away.
Gosh.
Yeah. And it's right next to you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I've got earplugs and headphones on.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones,
Let's
Corey.
Do it, Pete. Let's talk to John. John Cole from Los Alamitos. John, thanks for joining us this morning on Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. My question is to Tim. Do you do smaller trips, like day and a half?
We do. Yeah, we throw some in there impromptu. And if you look at our schedule, I want to say it's in the first week of June that we have a couple on the schedule.
Yeah, you have a one that's full already, but there's one on June 18th. That's a day and a half Island Tackle Open. It's wide open.
That's right.
And that's great.
Yeah, if we've got a time frame where we drop a trip, whatever, we always try to insert one in there. That's a great opportunity. You know, they're an introduction to long range, and I'm glad you brought that up, because we run those trips exactly like we run a long range trip. We don't do anything different. We, you know, full manning, full crew, full meals, all inclusive, prime rib dinner. We put the full show on. You know, and it's a great opportunity for us to introduce anglers to how a long range boat is run.
Yeah.
And you know, it's different. And it really, you know, again, we take advantage of the opportunity on those trips.
There's never an idle moment without food. It's whether it's the pizzas, the handmade pizzas coming, or the pastries, or whatever it is.
Yeah,
you
don't starve. I always tell the guys, especially when the fishing is off. I mean, those guys carry the whole trip.
Yeah.
The guys in the galley, they just do. You know, it's one thing to have a tough day of fishing, but when you come in and you just have this epic dinner, everybody just they forget about the tough day of fishing. They're happy, satisfied. But, it's like hell, onward. You know, let's we'll get them tomorrow.
Here's the thing about a long range trip, though, and I've said this many times, and I was taught this by Captain Frank Lopresti. To me, it's the ultimate vacation, because once you get on the boat. Like Frank used to say, take your watch off. We're going to tell you when to eat, when to sleep, and when to fish. And that's pretty much it. I mean, and you can do it or not do it.
I was just going to say, you don't have to do any of it.
You don't have to do any of it, but you don't need a watch. You don't need to worry about catching a plane or booking into a hotel room. You're there. Everything's included.
You really do have the ability, and you think about it, there are very few places in the world where you can unplug completely. That said, we do have technology on the boat.
Yeah,
we all have Wi-Fi
which
there.
I wish you didn't. But
yeah,
you do.
I know. I struggled with it for years, but you know, I'm living proof, because I was a holdout. But now when I go on the boat, you know, my kids and sports and all this, and Duke and baseball and Charlie and volleyball and all that. I mean, it's so cool for my wife to be able to send me the live reports as the game's going
pretty
on.
Cool.
You know,
oh,
like
sure.
Every at bat, you know, strike one, strike. So really, I mean, it's really valuable.
Yeah.
It does help anglers stay connected. Yeah. And you know, for like a small business person who actually needs to be in contact, it's really opened the door for a lot more individuals to go on a trip longer than 3 days.
Be out in the middle of the ocean and be able to still
stay
in touch.
But that said, hey, if you want to unplug,
you
don't worry about anything. We got it.
Yeah.
Going back to the safety thing again, we got it.
Yeah.
You
know, John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's talk to Ron. Ron Cole from San Diego. Welcome to the show this morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a question for you, Corey.
Yes, sir.
What's the hot color for calicos?
Well, you know, if I'm fishing a weedless style bait up on the surface, I usually like a bait fish type pattern. It could be like a blue grunion, which is, you know, bluish color in nature, or a green grunion color, brown back, like a greenish lateral line, like total baitfish patterns. Or I go with like a brown bait, solid gold, kind of like it belongs there, but yet stands out. So I tend to go with the more natural baitfish patterns. There's guys that like the orange bellies, and I'll do that if I'm dropping down with a lead head down below that 15 to 25 foot level. But
what about fishing the bay like these guys today? What are you fishing in the bay?
It's going to be either a baitfish pattern or something with an orange belly. Yeah, okay. And that's there could be, I would say.
And what's the attraction for the orange belly? What is
90% of the time that orange belly works? And Ron, so you understand that when you're fishing bass on structure, whether it's calicos on a rock pile or sand bass or spotted bay bass in the harbor, anything that's difficult to get a hold of in that environment when found vulnerable, whether it's a snail turned over or a mussel that's dark and opened up, they all show orange. It's some level of orange.
Okay.
And there's a reason why when you're using sand crabs for surf fishing, why the orange eggs get bit. It's just orange is a very key color.
Okay.
If it's a bait fish that's split open, it's the orange egg sacs. You know, part of the gut system is orange.
Yeah, very good.
It's just it's something that works, Ron.
You asked the right guy. Obviously, he's answered that question before, right, Tim?
He thinks like the fish thing.
That's I don't know.
I was fascinated at that right there. I was like, okay.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense.
Explaining it from the fish's perspective.
Yeah. But, man, that weedless thing for calicos, that baitfish pattern, that's
fun
just
time.
That's a bomb.
Oh, man. You could ask Jeff Mariani at Sadro's Kayak, and, you know, and that, it's an addiction, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, everybody has their colors. My favorite is your Viejo.
You like that style?
Yeah, that style, that Viejo.
That's a good one. It's the 5 inches, a dominant.
Oh, yeah.
Seller for sure.
For sure. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
Let's do it. How about Arnie? Arnie from Vista. Hey, thanks for joining us this morning, Arnie.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we all doing today?
Good. Great.
Awesome. Hey, I just wanted to really give the kudos to Tim. I had the fortune, thank you to Pete, to go on the Let's Talk Hookup Mazel Island trip back last year, and it was such a great experience. I got to compliment you on your boat, Tim. Your crew is outstanding. Kirby drove the boat, man. Those guys did everything they could. Blake, your cook is great. The one guy I really want to point out, though, is Adriel. That's the first time I really kind of did that kind of fishing. And Adriel, that guy was by my side the whole way, helped me out anytime I needed help. He's a great deckhand, man.
You know, I sure appreciate that. Appreciate the compliment. The whole crew, you know, we work as a team. And you know, whether it be Adriel or any of the other guys, everybody picks up, you know, whatever piece of the equation they need to in order to make it all work.
Some phenomenal crew members.
Yeah. And that really is, and I said it earlier, every boat's identity it comes to life through the crew.
The crew.
And they're the ones that carry the torch and make it happen down there on deck, you know, when you're in the trenches. So, it's one of the things about our boat, our crew that's been consistent all the way back going to 1992. You know, we've maintained that elevated standard, and you know, clearly we've got good solid leadership between Randy and our years and Brian, aka Gerby. You know, we all have the same standards, and that is definitely, you know, that is the key to success, as far as I'm concerned, on any boat and in any business for that matter. But fishing, it really shows through. You know, when you're spending that much time, you know, 24 hours a day on the boat together with the anglers that we take out there, that's what makes it happen.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, thanks, Arnie. Appreciate the nice kudos there. Thanks a lot for the call.
How about Jack? Jack and Ramona. Hey, thanks for joining us this morning, Jack.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Tim, and Corey. There was an article in the Bite Journal about Stoss, and I think there was a picture of Tim sprinting down the deck. But, Tim, can you give us, like, two or three names of the people that you have fished with that have the biggest impact on your career as a captain and a fisherman?
Great question.
Yeah, really good.
Herb Gale. He was a California fishing legend. He used to go out with us on Royal Polaris. He was retired, and he was an old tuna fisherman. He was again just famous in California. He had a really strong influence on just how I go about my business. Ed McEwen, for sure. He's the first. That's the first boat that I worked on full time in the Pacific Queen when Eddie was in his he was in his semi-golden years, but at 67, that guy was like a 20-year-old. Yeah. He was unbelievable.
Like Bill Poole style.
Yeah, and that was literally the man used no technology. You know what I mean? It, like, we used a Loran, and but we had an old stylus meter, just about reading the
Flasher.
Ocean and fish, you know, back in the old days. Steve Loomis, for sure. Frank yeah. Lopresti, yeah. And then Dick Gaidosh. Those are the people that I worked with before I started running boats on my own. And I mean, if you really think about it, and anybody who really has a good work and knowledge of the history of sport fishing and history of fishing in California, that list of names.
That's a core group.
I mean, yeah, it's more than a core group. That is like
the core
group. That's the pantheon of icons.
San Diego sport fishing.
In this fishery, that really is. I mean, those are iconic plastic individuals that defined this fishery and this style of fishing. So I can't tell you how fortunate I am in retrospect. You know, at the time, you realize that you're working with people that are exceptional, but, you know, in retrospect, and you think of how that influenced my path in life and still does to this day. I mean, those values, the work ethic, those values that I inherited, I absorbed along the way. I mean, I live them every day still.
Can you name the boats that you worked on over your career quickly?
I can. So Pacific Queen, Royal Polaris, Millie G, and Royal Star.
Wow. Did you fish commercially on the Millie G?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then,
before Jack owned it.
Yeah, with Dick Gaidosh.
With Dick Gaidosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, you know, the two boats that I owned up in Alaska with my brother, I fished up there. We fished commercial fish, salmon, lingcod, black cod, halibut up there. So Kaliva was the main boat that I worked on up there.
But that was out of
We originally had our Yakutat, then we home ported in Sitka on the back end of it.
I'll be there.
But that's it. You know, I wasn't a big boat jumper. You know, I was on a boat. I was loyal to the people that I worked for and stayed on those boats. And,
wow, indeed. Some really good question. Yeah, thanks a lot for the call.
Some really good stuff. And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing and the $50 gift certificate to Fisherman's Processing when we return on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or SnapINS.com. That's SNAPPINS.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Gary in San Diego is one stoked individual. Gary has won the full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's and the $50 gift card to Fisherman's Process.
Yeah, thank you very much to Sean and, of course, Taro for providing those great prizes. And thank you, Tim Ekstrom. What a great show. Never enough time to talk about fishing on the Royal Star. I just love fishing with you guys.
We could go on and on. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's the fastest time of my life.
It goes so fast.
Just sitting here, Corey and I were talking. It's like being on the bridge.
Yeah.
You know, just the guys talking on the bridge. I absolutely love it. I want to thank everybody, all Royal Star anglers. Just, you know, you guys coming fishing with us, you know, anglers fishing with us year after year is a testament to what we're trying to do and maintaining that brand and keeping our standard of excellence in the heavens. So thanks a million. RoyalStarSportFishing.com. You want to call Tracy, Brian, or I at the office, 619-224-4764. Follow along on our daily reports. They'll be back up and running here shortly when the boat gets up and running.
Yeah.
Got plenty of availability on the early trips. Give us a call.
In the meantime, you can call the office and talk to Tim.
That's
ask
exactly
questions, right.
Right.
You'll be around
you
there.
You bet. Nothing
and
I like
don't
more.
Forget those the fly down, fly back, that 4-day and down to Mazatlan. It's a great trip that has openings in March. And then those 3-day trips.
That's so right. Spring trips.
On
come on. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do
it'll
it.
It'll be a good year.
Thank you, Corey, for being in here today.
Lots of fun.
Appreciate that. And Ricky and I will be back tomorrow. I'll bet he'll have some stories for On the Bay.
From the Bay Bass
tomorrow. Dan Hasbrook from Feed 'em Boat Club and Jeff Hughes from H&H Marine will be our guests tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks to Brian on the board, and thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app and, of course, our phones. He is the backbone here of Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks, Adam, for all you do. And thank you. You are the backbone. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.